entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hey everyone, this is Justin from Australia. I fucked your fucking sister's face today. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking bitches.
Last week, Kyle quit the band. Now we're back together. Misunderstanding, didn't understand. It doesn't matter. Now we're back together again. La 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 la. Couldn't split up Kato and Nash.
That's true.
Couldn't split up Tango and Cash. That's also true. This is our song of exultant joy, because we only came to kick some ass. Rock the fucking house and kick some ass. What we gonna do with all the cash? Smoke hash and then we thrash. Throw a big old bash, y'all, and everyone is invited to the bash. And everyone, you're all invited to the bash. Come out, guys, watch out, come out.
DJ New Style Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homo is gonna touch it.
Are you guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
No. No. Yeah. No.
Hey, Donna! Did you shut the coffee yet?
Snap! Yes! Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusive Tuesday night programming on HearUsTalk.com. That's HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears, and the place to be. And lately, it's been the only place that you'll hear this song played. This song by whom? Rammstein! Oh shit. You done fucked up now, buddy! Alright. Enough. Thank you for tuning into the DJ New Style Show. With me, as always, your friend and mine, a noble yet bald-headed hapless man from New Jersey, Frank the Germ Freak. Frank, how you doing, buddy? What's going on?
Hey, what's up, Kenny?
Oh, nice little pause there.
You caught me off guard.
I did. I didn't think I would. I mean, we do this every week.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, what do you want me to do? You know.
Oh, you're doing that now. I didn't know.
No.
See, I almost thought you were doing that.
But then you didn't do that. No, 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 I'm not doing that.
You know, white-ass Brent is going to be furious.
Oh, fuck white-ass Brent.
Yeah, White House Brent, honestly, he can suck both of our dicks. Not at the same time, because that would be seriously gay. I mean, well, like, it's any less gay than telling a dude to suck your dick. But it's out of frustration. It's out of frustration trying to show him who's boss. So, Frank, what's going on? I mean, a lot has gone down since we've done our last show.
You think?
It's been a good week. We've had Halloween. You've dealt with Halloween.
I didn't deal with Halloween at all. I I was in my basement. I shut the lights all off, and I locked, made sure the door was closed, and I didn't deal with it at all.
So you didn't deal with it at all. You didn't suffer any pain because of Halloween.
Suffer? No. What happened was, you know, there's a time when you have children. There's a time when the kids leave the house to trick or treat themselves, and so at that point in time, there's nobody to answer the door to give candy to the kids who are coming here. So when that happens, I have no choice but to close everything down, shut the lights off, and run down to my basement and close the door and pretend like I don't hear the doorbell.
So Halloween for you is just business as usual. Just another weekday.
It's
TCB. Except
it
was on the weekend. TCB, taking care of business. And in your case, that's just flailing about. The thing, Frank, that I wanted to talk about with Halloween and you, and the fact that I knew that you did nothing, could you please do something about your fucking speakers in the background?
Well, you know what? I'm sorry.
Can you just turn them the fuck off, please?
You know what? I just did, fuckface.
I would have thought that you'd figure that out by now. But then again,
I'm doing it now.
You're still hunkered down from Halloween, where you thought it was a great idea to turn your house into the dark house on the block. Do you know what I'm talking about, Frank?
I know what you're talking about, and that's
exactly
what I did.
Roll it back to your days of trick-or-treating, where you dressed up as Fonzie. Is it true that you dressed up as Fonzie?
I never dressed up as Fonzie, although I did take a picture with the Easter Bunny with a Fonzie shirt.
I'm going to fucking stab you if you don't turn off all the fucking noisemakers in that fucking room.
Just do the fucking show and keep your mouth
fucking
shut.
Can you stop with the fucking notifications?
I'm sorry if I'm important.
Holy shit.
You know, I can't stop everything for this fucking show. My life still has to continue.
I'm sorry if I'm important. That is your new tagline. I'm sorry if I'm important. Why are you important? Because you have a phone that rings?
I don't know. Maybe you haven't heard, but I have something called the iPhone.
Yeah, I've heard.
Newest technology out there. Maybe you're not aware of this.
So it's the newest technology out there.
Yeah, it's called the internet phone.
Oh, okay. So you have the iPhone 3GS.
I have the iPhone.
Oh, okay. So you have the fucking the TJ Maxx version of the iPhone like 3 years ago.
I have the 3G, which is sufficient for me. I don't utilize video, and I don't need storage because I don't tape movies like my friend O'Joey does.
You don't.
I want to give props to O'Joey. This is a class guy. Whenever I have a problem with this phone, he answers it, and I appreciate it. Thank you very much. He taught me how to use the iPhone.
We'll get to that whole aspect, that exchange, a little bit later. But what I wanted to point out, Frank, is that it's very dangerous to make your house the dark house on Halloween because kids don't understand. They don't understand. They see the dark house and they say, okay, I shouldn't approach it. I shouldn't bother. They go up anyway. And you're somebody who gets frightened if somebody knocks on your door. Somebody rings the bell. You don't know what's going on. Isn't this the case, Frank?
Yes, we discussed this before. I have a fear of a doorbell because I don't know. You know, you could open that door and it could be the it could be the Grim Reaper, for Christ's sake.
But why do you fear the bell?
It's because of what's going to occur. The bell is. Let me tell you something. You ever hear of somebody called Pavlov? Pavlov had a dog.
Yeah.
Now the bell. Pavlov's dog.
Did Pavlov's dog have a permanently hard erection? With lint fucking dust bunnies stuck on the tip?
That was not lint. Okay.
Did Pavlov's dog have a brown fucking mouth that looks like Pavlov's dog has been burrowing its fucking snout in its master's asshole? Your white, supposedly white dogs look like they've constantly gotten into the mud.
They're 11 years old, number one.
They should be put down.
And when dogs get old, they change colors.
it's a magical dog that has outlived its fucking usefulness. I kept thinking youthfulness as if that could have ever been a possibility for your fucking ragtag animals. But Frank, you are afraid of the noise. But the reason you're afraid of the noise is because you're afraid of what the noise would bring. The doorbell.
Right.
Someone's going to be there that's going to end your life. But it's Halloween, and they're kids in fucking Hannah Montana costumes, and it's not dangerous. But still, you're frightened. You turn all the lights off, and undoubtedly, kids still approach your house. Is that the case?
Absolutely.
So what precautions have you taken to kind of cut down on the number of times you got frightened on Halloween night?
Precautions?
Yeah, what did you do to ensure that maybe you would have a less stressful Halloween evening?
I did lots of things.
Like what?
If I can only remember what I did.
Well, I think one you did preemptively, and this is just not even for Halloween, but for any time a doorbell is rung. I've mentioned it before very briefly, but you do have a handwritten note taped to your front door that says, please do not ring doorbell, leave package.
Right.
And go.
And but what happened was, what I did was, I put a note on there for Halloween, and I says, please do not ring doorbell or knock on door. Hmm. So there where they have no, they can't do anything. So I'm not going to know they're even there.
Or knock on door.
Right.
Just stand there and wait?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I mean, that's a little bit excessive. Uh-oh. Frank, what is that?
That's the bell.
Someone's there.
Yes. I'm not answering it.
Frank, does the sound alone hurt you?
You know what? I know what you're doing right now. It really doesn't bother me because I know it's what you're doing is what's called a placebo. And
it's a fucking sound effect. It's not a placebo.
Right,
I'm not selling you medicine. I'm not reading you fucking symptoms.
You're treating it as a placebo.
So you turn your lights out so you can avoid people ringing your doorbell and giving out candy.
Yes,
because you're a cheap fuck.
I'm not a cheap fuck.
Did you buy candy for the trick-or-treaters? Did you do that?
Pardon me?
Did you buy candy for the trick-or-treaters?
My wife bought candy, yes.
And was it given to anybody?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't do it, but you know.
Who did it?
The missus and the children.
Yeah, they did it. They do everything. You just kind of exist. You know what? If you had a wheel, you should have a wheel in your fucking, just a big wheel you could spin in your fucking office as you have wood shavings on the floor and they occasionally fill your water bottle and throw pellets in your dish.
Well, I'm kind of detached from the world. What can I say?
Yeah, you are. You're completely detached. Frank, do you even know what today was?
Not until you told me.
Yeah, I told. Here's the thing. We're trying to come up with ideas for the show. Maybe some things that we could just mention in passing. And I say, Frank, what do you think about the governor race? And he goes, I don't know. Why would I think anything about that? Why would I think of that? I'm like, well, it's kind of ending tomorrow. He goes, are you kidding? That's tomorrow.
I didn't know there was even a governor's race.
You watch television.
I guess I just thought that they were publicizing themselves. I didn't know that there was an actual race.
They're publicizing themselves with negative ads. This is how they advertise themselves.
I thought that there was only governor was elected the same year that the president was elected.
You can't be this dumb. Seriously. You honestly believe that?
Listen, election years are what's called... you know, when it's not a presidential election years are boring. Would you not agree?
No. I mean, I think this is a very, very exciting election. I mean, as exciting as an election can be for a governor. I mean, it's a very close race. New Jersey's a very liberal state. I'm guessing by Steve the LARPer's lament in the chat room, I'm guessing Christie won.
Christie won.
I'm guessing Christie.com. Congratulations, Christie.com. Lattes for all. I don't know.
She doesn't work there anymore.
She doesn't?
No, she got fired.
Oof. Too much inside info coming out. Where does she work now? Does she work at the coffee beanery?
I don't know where she works now.
Or did she sign a no-compete? She can't even... See, that's the thing that fucks over the American employee, the no-compete. Now she can't work at Dunkin' Donuts, Quick Check, Wawa. None of these places that serve coffee. It's a damn shame. But the governor race, Frank, is very close. It's been very heated. A lot of people are not happy with either candidate. And I think this is something you should have been aware of. As a taxpayer, this is something you should have been aware of.
You're right.
I'll tell you who I voted for when you tell me who you voted for.
I didn't vote.
So then I'll never tell you. How about that?
Okay, fine.
You didn't vote. Why? Why didn't you vote?
Because my vote will not make any bit of difference.
Bullshit. You didn't vote because Donna can't vote on your behalf. You're not crippled, and you didn't get an absentee ballot.
I didn't have time to vote. And it won't, you know, Listen, I'm not proud of the fact that I don't know what the fuck is going on in the world. I used to pride myself about being up on the current events and things of that, but I don't know what the hell's going on anymore. I'm secluding myself further and further into my cocoon.
You are. You're entering your pupa.
And I'm not
your
happy
pupa
about
phase.
It. Pardon?
You're in your pupa stage right
and,
now.
And I gotta be honest with you, Ken. I'm not happy about this. I just don't know.
Well, do something about it.
What can I do? I have no time to read the paper.
Yeah, you have no time to read the paper. How is it that you have no time to read the paper? You have time to watch Curb Your Enthusiasm. Which,
because
by the way, I'm officially done. I will never watch another episode again.
Good. We don't want you watching it.
We don't as if you're in the fucking production
right.
staff.
Hey, when people can refer
you're
to
an asshole who fucking watches the show and spills
face.
Coffee on your own rug and doesn't clean it up.
Hey,
you're not
face.
A part of the crew, fuckface.
When people can refer to their baseball teams as my team, well, I will refer to Kirby.
They shouldn't
as my
do
show.
It. The people that do that with their team should not do that.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. It's pathetic when people do that. It shows a fact that they have no social mores.
I can't. I'm actually agreeing with you, Frank. I think it's a terrible and embarrassing thing to say. You know, next year is going to be a good year for us. I think we're going to take it all the way next year.
The biggest douche chill I got was when somebody, a friend of mine on Facebook, posted, "My boys in pinstripes are going to do it."
Yeah, that's the worst. My boys, as if first of all, they're either like. What, your sons? Are you rolling with the Yanks? Are they your boys? They're a bunch of fucking millionaires that swing at balls. And they wear fucking sloppy uniforms. I said it! Sloppy uniforms!
You know what, and I cannot... Listen, when you're a child and don't get me wrong, I'm not a sports fanatic, okay?
No, Frank.
Believe me. I don't know the first thing about sports, but what I'll say is as follows. When you're a youngster and you look up at your baseball team... And you're a little 10-year-old boy. You know these people are older than you, and you look up to them.
Yeah.
How could you? I'm gonna be 40 years old next. Oh God, next in 6 months.
I got news for you, Frank. You are currently almost halfway through your 40th year. Do you understand that? When you turn 40, that means you've lived 40 years.
Right.
Yeah. So you're in your 40th year right now, and you've wasted it.
I cannot think of anything awkward than a man of myself who is almost 40.
And I'm sorry. Barb also points out that observation Ed brought to us a few weeks back. You are actually 40 because you were an embryo.
You disappointed me from when you was an embryo, and you disappointed me now.
Screw you, Papa! Anyway, continue, please.
Anyway,
the six City Dragon fans please, just
please,
fucking understood
I know what
I'm
referring
saying.
To, but I'm on a roll here.
You're on a roll.
Okay. Now, I myself am going to be 40, okay? Now, how am I, who's going to be 40, going to sit there and gawk over some 20-year-old schmuck who's still wet behind the ears and got snot up his nose, making, you know, $50 million every three years for $50 million?
It's easy. The answer is easy. You have a son. You should be doing it alongside of your son, who should be wide-eyed at the fact that you can get paid to play an awesome game.
Listen to me.
Why don't you take Luke to a fucking game and see him marvel at the size of the stadium, the electric crowd.
I think these individuals who were so obsessed with sports have banners and trove hats and everything. They got a little bit of a social issue. Okay, they're utilizing sports as a crutch because they have a social issue. Okay, you don't sit there and have a fucking a 40, 50 year old man, 30 year old man does not sit there and have fucking souvenirs like Ed McGrath does. He has fucking he took pictures of fucking baseballs, for Christ's sake.
But Frank, you won't hesitate to take pictures of you at a petting zoo when you see a cute goat.
I love goats.
I mean. I don't understand. I mean, people have their different things, and at least competition is a masculine thing. It's very masculine.
It's
very masculine to be into competition. Not so masculine to be unashamed of enjoying cute goats.
Right. Listen to me, and you will agree with what I'm saying because you have agreed. We've discussed this in the past. it's awkward to you don't, as a kid, you don't feel the same towards sports as you did toward a kid, as a kid. Isn't that correct? Because these people are your age now, and some are even younger than you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. And when you're young watching sports, you look up to the people. You almost are deluded in the fact that you could picture yourself in these scenarios, like bottom of the ninth, two out, bases loaded, down by three. Like, and you throw the ball up and you hit it into your neighbor's yard and you pretend to run the bases, which is really just a fucking can, a stick, and a broken piece of a swing set. And then you can fantasize about being in those things. But when you're in your 30th year, or in your case, your 40th year, these things have no chance of becoming a reality, so it's not as exciting. But to someone like your son, who you should be taking to these games, which is the situation. Which is the situation.
Why is it that I have to take him to games? Why is that you're forcing sports upon my son?
I'm not forcing sports upon your son. It's something that he would enjoy.
You know what? He enjoys his cooking class, okay?
Well, okay. Maybe you can help him plie as he fucking makes a nice crepe for you.
All right. Are you saying that cooking is feminine? Well, I'd like for you to tell Mr. Hell's Kitchen, Gordon Ramsay, that.
I will tell Gordon Ramsay that he's a fucking panty waist fairy for getting so up in arms over how fucking undercooked broccoli is. You call it fucking broccoli! Like, really, just shut the fuck up. The guy undercooked it. It's not a big deal.
Have you ever had terrible risotto?
Yes, I've had terrible risotto.
And I don't think I've ever even had risotto.
It's good. You should
try it.
What is
it, rice?
It's almost rice. It's delicious. Just try it out. But if it's bad, Frank, don't throw your fucking hat on the ground and flip a table over. You're not... See, that's you thinking that you could do things. It shifts from being an athlete to being maybe a minor celebrity that cooks to eventually just dying happy. That's all it is. But you should take your son to the game. It's a bonding experience. Do you understand? Well, you don't go with him to the cooking class. I know that. I don't even have to fucking ask. You know nothing of cooking, and you have no fucking concern for what he does in that class. So, I mean, why don't you take him to a masculine thing, like a ball game, sit next to him, buy him a fucking hot dog.
How can I take him to a ball game if I myself don't understand it myself? No, baseball I understand, but shit like football and basketball, I don't fucking know what the fuck's going on with that shit.
So who says you have to take him to a basketball game? Take him to a fucking Mets game. Take him to a Yankees game.
But maybe there's other things other than sports that little boys can go to.
But they don't know them unless they're exposed to them, right? Do you understand?
How many kids do you have? That's what I thought.
I was a kid once. Do you understand that? And you remember when you were? Did anybody do anything nice for you? I forgot. You have zero interests as an adult, and you're isolated, and you know nothing about the fucking everyday world. So if you want that life for your son, a person who's so fucking self-absorbed and unaware of everything else that he fucking lives in a 3x3 hut in a basement, then by all means, let him make quiche. But otherwise, take him to a fucking ball game and show him a good time.
He made a delicious cinnamon bun yesterday. It was to die for.
You just described something your fucking son brought home from school as to die for. Do you understand the path he's on? Do you understand the path you're putting this fucking boy on?
I'm sorry.
You don't want him to be meandering along that trail that'll end up with things that he can do as being described as like a champ. You don't want that. And it all starts with ballet and cooking classes.
That was uncalled for, whoever said that.
I said it.
Oh.
Do you think, is there more than one of me speaking to you? I didn't know this. Holy shit. I mean, you are aware, I know you don't know anything about sports, but you are aware that the World Series is going on, right?
That I am aware of, and I'm also aware of who is playing.
Who is playing in the World Series, Frank?
The New York Knickerbockers.
No.
Oh, shit!
Jesus, Frank. The New York what?
New York Yankees.
The New York excuse-me's?
The New York Yankees against the Philadelphia Phillies.
Yes.
Okay? And I even know what I think it's actually three games to two in favor of the Yankees. Isn't that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
I have to say, I just want to say, you don't know how this show works. And it has a lot to do with the World Series. You send me a text message. First of all, you may know that it's 3-2, but you didn't know that there wasn't a game tonight. And you said, look, dude, if there's a World Series game on, we're not doing a show. We're not doing a show.
Right, we should have did a show.
Why?
Is there a game tonight?
Yeah, it's on. I lied to you. It's on right now.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
No, it's not on, you fucking dope. Oh, it's tomorrow.
If there was a show on... Listen, if the World Series was on tonight, I would not want to do a show.
And it's not because you don't like the World Series. It's because you're fucking lazy and any excuse to not do a show.
No, it has nothing to do with that because people are obviously more interested in that.
Of course.
Who's to blame?
Of course they are.
But what bothers me is the fact that...
By the way, maybe 10. Okay. Anyway, the thing is, Frank...
Yes.
Our media is delivered either live or recorded. People come in, they see the broadcast. If they don't, the people that hear it will download it. Okay? So they come to expect either a live show on Tuesday night or a new download Wednesday morning.
I don't think they really are.
I fucking see the numbers. Yes, they do.
Oh, you got numbers.
Yeah, I got all the numbers.
Oh.
Everyone. But Frank, the people that do consume our show, they get in a regular pattern of usage. We can't just fucking say, oh, you know what? It's Friday. Right. We'll just do one now.
Right.
Now it's right. When I fucking said it to you, when you said, dude, the World Series is on. You won't hear otherwise.
Well, I got a bone to pick with you. Because
I got a bone to pick with you, motherfuckers.
I said, what team are you rooting for? And you said the Phillies. And I says, are you from Philadelphia or are you from the New York tri-state area? And you're from the New York tri-state area. So why are you rooting for the Phillies? That's what I don't understand. And you said to me, because I support
I am a fan of the New York Metropolitans, the Mets.
Right.
And they are in the National League.
But when your local team... who you're in favor of doesn't make it, you then have to root for the next local team, which is New York Yankees.
No, I don't have to root for them. I don't like them. And I'm tired of their fans with their smugness. I'm tired of people saying the National League is garbage. The league where the pitchers actually fucking get up to bat.
Why are there even two leagues? Why can't it just be one league? Why did it have to be two leagues?
It's just how it is.
There's only one football league, the NFL and the AFL.
You're a fucking idiot. You're literally a fucking idiot. Not only did you get them wrong, but you said there's only one and you named two.
No, there's the AFL and the NFL, right?
NFC and AFC.
Oh.
They comprise the NFL. But that's two. You said there's only one, and then you named two. What I'm getting at, Frank, the National League... the pitcher hits. It's the purest form of baseball. Okay,
most pitchers who hit suck.
That who cares? I say if you play the game, you hit and you field, and that's how it goes, Frank. You don't just get some fucking muscle bound asshole to have four at bats and then fucking ride pine.
Right, but why can't the pitcher who only pitches maybe once a week? Why can't he then play in the field the rest of the games?
Where is he going to go, Frank?
Fucking put him in left field.
They have a left fielder.
You know, I have a good theory here. These pitchers are making all this money to work one day a fucking week. Okay, when they're not pitching, put them in the fucking field.
Frank, do you know how severely...
Make him a DH, a designated hitter.
Do you know how severely, I guess, not punished, but like how much each start for them means? The fact that they only have maybe 20, you know, 30 starts a year, they lose one, it's fucking devaluing them.
It's not fair to the other players. They only have to work once a week, where the other ones have to work maybe 6 days a week.
Well, first of all, where do you get off having such a fucking opinion of this sport when you chose...
That's why that's
when
why
you
I
chose cake decorating for your fucking son. Is there a Babe Ruth League for fucking... for key lime? I don't think so. You don't know anything about baseball, Frank. And the fact is, I'm rooting for the Phillies because I'm supporting my league. And I don't like the Yankees. Granted, if the Mets had a fucking chance and they lost to the Phillies and the Phillies went to the World Series, it would be a tough decision but I would still go for the Phillies. I would. You just go for whatever's local. That's all you want. You want local stuff. Local bands, local foods, local teams. You want everything fucking local.
Because I'm New Jersey through and through.
Okay, then root for the Yankees of New York, you dumb bastard. There's no New Jersey team. Do you understand? There's no New Jersey team. So your local is not your locality. Fucking goof. But I do have to say, I haven't watched a World Series as much as closely as I'm watching this one in a very, very long time. And I don't really have a team in this, but I do want the Phillies to win. And this is the first time that I've actually been excited watching a game. Now, I know you don't have anything to compare this to.
I was excited once.
Excuse me? When?
There was one year where I watched baseball from beginning to end. There was one season.
Mm-hmm.
And that was 1986. I watched it from beginning to end.
A good
that was
year.
The only year.
A very good year, Frank.
Yes.
Yes. So you are a Mets fan. That's good. Thank you. Thank you. That's very good. Have you ever watched and stood, just gotten out of your chair by seeing something so great and screaming? Have you ever done that, Frank?
I did scream in 1986.
When you saw Mookie Wilson eat a fucking jujubee off the ground of the dugout.
No.
How can you do it? It's in on the floor!
No. It was. Let me tell you, there was a Howard Johnson.
Yes, there was
Lenny Dykstra.
Yes, there's also...
And some other people. Mookie Wilson, Dwight Gooden, Ron Darlington. Are you impressed that I know all these people?
Ron who?
Darlington.
Oh, I see. Why don't we play this real quick, Frank? I need you to listen to this. I found this from Best in Show. It's Get Metsmerized. It's a promotional song for that season, actually, and it's been deleted from YouTube, but I have found it. Get Metsmerized. Get Metsmerized.
Get Metsmerized. Get Metsmerized.
And by the way, they actually say the names in this song.
I'm George Foster. I love this team. The Mets are better than the rent machine. I live to play, and that's my thing. This year we're gonna win the series ring. Play together, our team's real tight. A mess with us, we're dynamite. Strawman Darryl, it's all the same. Call him Barry, what's in a name?
Thank you, George, you're a classy guy. With your black bat, you know we sure rely. You know, California is where I'm from, but for New York, I hit home runs. Power and speed, you know we got. We're the beast of the East. When you're hot, you're hot. When Dwight is in the groove, there's no doubt. Next word you'll hear, three strikes, you're out.
Dwight's my name, what can I say? You know they call me Dr. K. Change up, fastball, slider, and curve. Step up to the plate if you got the nerve.
Team's real hot. Stand up proud. Do the wave. Shout out loud.
Get mesmerized, get mesmerized.
Oh. All right, yeah, I like it.
Get mesmerized, get mesmerized.
Ooh. All right, world.
Get mesmerized, get mesmerized. Get mesmerized, get mesmerized.
With control and power of a diesel train, throwing tombstone bullets and a ball and chain. Lenny D, your spirit's contagious. What you do with your body is really outrageous.
I love to run down long fly balls. I catch them all, ain't afraid of no wall. I bunt, I run, and then I dive. It's a wonder, still alive.
Rafael Santana is my name. Playing shortstop is my game. I'm a cool glove man, I'm real smooth. Been mesmerized, you seen the groove.
Team's real hot. Stand up proud.
Yeah, mesmerized.
Do the wave.
Frank, get mesmerized.
Shout out loud.
I want you to sing along.
Get mesmerized, get mesmerized.
Yeah! Though anytime you mention the 86 Mets, that's getting played. I don't care, because that is the worst decision ever made as far as
sports. You think that's worse than the Super Bowl shuffle?
Yeah. I mean, they didn't mean to start no trouble, Frank, but they were getting mesmerized in 86. Just tell you that right now. Right now, Frank. When was the last time you've cheered? Like, and not even just sports. When was the last time you've ever had that, "Ow! Yes! Fuck!" When was the last time you've cheered? Does that ever happen to you? Do you ever feel compelled to just erupt in joy? You're noticeably silent.
I don't know if I can think of one, to be honest with you. Come here. Come here, I want to show you something, Jimmy.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah, okay.
Isn't she gorgeous? I bought it for my wife. It's a coupe. I love that car.
What did I tell you? I talked to you, didn't I? Didn't I say not to go and buy anything for a while? The fucking car!
It's a wedding gift from my mother! It's under her name! I just got married! I love that car.
Excuse me for a second.
I just got married!
Are you nuts?
What are you getting so excited for?
Are you stupid? We got a million bulls out there. Everyone's watching us.
It's under my mother's name. It's a wedding gift.
I don't give a fuck! Didn't you hear what I said? Don't buy anything! Don't get anything! What's the matter with you?
What are you getting so excited for?
Because you're gonna get us all pinched. What's the matter with you?
I apologize. I'm sorry.
What's the matter with you?
I'm sorry. It's under my mother's name.
What'd you say? What the fuck did you... You being a wise guy now?
I'm sorry. I apologize.
What did I tell you? What did I tell you? You don't buy anything. You don't buy anything.
I'm sorry, Jimmy. I'm sorry.
Fat fuck ought to wear a sign. By the way, that was Frank's latest impression. Can you do the last part of it?
Yes. As you know, I do very limited impressions. One of them is obviously I do an impression of a Chinese food worker.
Ken Min. And what's this latest one?
Please, let me just do my two impressions before I do my last one.
Okay. What's the first one?
I also do an impression.
Well, you said two. What's the first one?
The first one, my first impression, which I've done on here before, and I'm one of the few people who do this. I do the deaf actress Marley Matlin. I do an impression of Marley Matlin, deaf actress. Now let me see.
Thank God.
Shut up! Here is a scenario. It's a Seinfeld episode, okay? Where
Bingo.
She gets started. Shut the fuck up! Where she guest stars.
Where is she? I didn't know she guest starred in that.
Right. She guest starred in that, and she's playing a ball, a lines person, a ball person to get the ball, the tennis
what,
ball.
What, are you deaf? Bingo.
Shut the fuck up! That's my line!
What's the second one, Frank?
Actually, no, fuck you! I'm finishing it!
No, what's the latest one you
said? Shut up! So let me set the scenario up. This is a Seinfeld episode where Jerry is at a tennis
under the
match.
O 66. Bingo.
Fuck you! Fuck you! Shut your mouth. This is the episode where Jerry's at
Bingo was his
shut
name.
Up,
oh.
Shut up.
Okay. Continue.
Please let me do it.
Okay, do it.
This is the episode where Jerry is at a tennis match, and Marley Matlin, the deaf actress, is a line person getting the balls, and Jerry's trying to get her attention. And so he says, "Well, what are you, deaf?"
Bingo.
Fuck you! Fuck you! You asshole! Let me do it! So then Jerry says to her, "Well, what are you, deaf?"
Bingo.
Listen to me.
What did Jerry say to her?
So she.
What
goes,
are you deaf?
And then she goes.
Bingo.
Fuck.
Okay.
I'm
go
doing
ahead.
It because I do it right.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Please.
Wait, I don't understand. You got to set this up again, Frank. Right.
Jerry goes like this to her.
Wait, where? Where are they?
They're at the tennis match, and Jerry's trying to get her attention.
Where? Why would she try to get his attention?
No, he's trying to get her attention.
I don't understand, though.
He's trying to get her attention because I guess he wants to, you know, ask her out or whatever. So he says to her,
why would he think that she couldn't hear? Hello?
Because she was not answering him. He was calling her, making, you know, trying to get her attention by saying something to her, and she wasn't answering.
Hmm.
So he says, well, what are you, deaf? And she says, bingo.
Bingo. Yeah, that was really good.
Now, my second impression is...
15 men. Okay, and what's the latest one?
My latest impression is... in the motion picture Goodfellas that came out almost 20 years ago, mm-hmm. 1990. This is the famous scene which we just did just now. It's when they're at, it's the Christmas party and Johnny Roast Beef comes into the club, and this is after the Lufthansa heist, and they have all this money, and Johnny Roast Beef comes into the club and tells Jimmy Conway about the car that he just got.
I'm sorry, Jimmy.
And what? This is what he says.
What does he say? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Jimmy. So there you go.
What do I know about cooking a shirt?
Oh, that's it. I also do the impression of the Seinfeld episode.
No,
of,
you
of
don't. Cook. Stop it.
What the hell do I know about cooking a shirt?
Just ridiculous. Just ridiculous.
You know, we got big news coming tonight, you know.
We do?
We got the big news coming tonight in a little bit.
The big news.
The big news.
Now, when you say the big news, what are you speaking of exactly?
Oh, I'm talking about the big A news.
A?
Yes.
I don't understand.
We're getting certain results tonight.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm. Interesting. Frank, that's very interesting. Just want to let you know. From now, what? What results? What results, Frank?
We are getting the results of one Ed, the Masturbator McGrath's AIDS test! Think positive!
You know, you tried to work that tagline in a little too much.
Yes, because I think it was a very good tagline, and I didn't get a credit for it last week.
Yeah, there's a reason he didn't. It's not that good of a tagline.
Oh, I see.
You know what? That tagline ended up on the cutting room floor of a fucking bumper sticker
factory.
Let
me tell you why I think positive is a good tagline. Because you say the word think positive.
I'm sorry, Jimmy. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Jimmy. It's a gift from my... It's in my mother's... I'm sorry, Jimmy. I'm sorry. But let me tell you something. When you say think positive, somebody, it's like have a good attitude. You know, think optimistically.
Yeah.
Okay. But in this case, thinking positive is not a good thing because positive in this case is a bad thing.
We got it. Yep, we all understand it, Frank. It's probably one of the most obvious things ever, ever, ever. Huh.
You killed her.
Listen, I do another. I forgot. This is the impression I do of.
Excuse me? Help, Frank?
Yes.
What? I don't know. You said you did an impression.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it over this music, though.
There is no music.
I hear the music.
There's no music.
And now there's no music.
There's no
okay.
music.
Okay. You've all seen the 1939 classic film, The Wizard of Oz. Isn't that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. Now, right after the ape people melt the Wicked Witch of the West, one of those big ogres says to Dorothy...
Wait, I don't understand. What part is this?
This is the part where Dorothy throws water on the Wicked Witch of the West.
And wait a minute. She throws water on there, and what happens?
And the witch melts.
And then... Hold on. Wait. The witch melts? Doesn't yes. that kill her?
Huh. Yes, she it melts and she withers into nothing and she just pretty much disintegrates.
Hmm. Oh, wait. That's a really good part. I love when the guy says,
"You did. You killed her."
What?
Really? I did.
What the
It's just
But he was on fire.
Listen to me. I'm going to do that now.
No, you're not going to do
this
it now.
This is what he said. This is what the ogre says to
no,
him.
No, what does he say?
He goes like this. You killed her.
You applaud yourself for absolutely no reason.
I got a blueberry for a daughter.
So this is Frank's impression thing. Is that what it is?
Yes.
I think I do a better one. Listen, you want to hear my impression of the ogre? Listen close. I'm going to give it. Here we go.
She's dead. You killed her.
See? I did it the best.
That's fucking dead on.
I did it the best.
You even had fucking music in the background.
I did. I like to get real with it. I like to get real, Frank.
You
know, we're going to find out whether or not Ed the masturbator, the whore master.
Yes. Now remember, Ed fucks
Ed
whores
the
with no
whore
rubbers.
Master McGrath. I don't know why that fucking tickles me a bit, Frank.
I create the name Ed the Masturbator McGrath.
I came up with the whore master. That's a better name. Ed the whore master McGrath. Oh, it's great. We are going to find out whether the whore master is HIV positive. And you know what he should think? He should think positive.
Yes, yes. Ugh. It's a play on words, if you will.
We understand. It's terrible. He's going to call in a little while.
Yeah, maybe we could take a little break, if you will.
We're going to take a break. And then when we get back, we'll talk to Ed. And then we'll discuss something that happened to our buddy Germ Freak here.
Oh, boy.
Something serious. Very serious, emotionally challenging, and we'll get into all of that after the break. It's the DJ New Style Show on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. Frank, what is it?
It's the place you want to be and the thing you do with your ears.
Okay. Thank you.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
Hi everyone, this is DJ Newstyle, host of the DJ Newstyle Show, inviting you to check out the Hear Us Talk forums, the official message board of hearustalk.com. Discuss show topics, comment on previous episodes, talk to hosts, talk to fans, or peruse some of the bizarre images and video clips posted in our We Find Things on the Internet section. Do you like video games? What about sports? Are you into MMA? Do you like crappy music? Do you like broads? Wait, of course not, but are you sexually attracted to women? Wait, still no? Okay, well, maybe you should pass the link on to a friend. HearUsTalk.com/forum. What I'm saying in a nutshell is that there's something for everyone in the Hear Us Talk forums. Go to HearUsTalk.com/forum, and if it's not there, and it should be, post it. HearUsTalk.com/forum.
The DJ New Style Show.
Yeah, you're listening to the Chill Spot for Hotties. I'm your host, Alex Webbs. What's good? Now, a lot of you people are like not as good as computers and me, but I'm willing to help you, you know? So what I like to do is I go into different chat rooms and I can tell the people that need the computer help and I give them some good advice. I'm gonna go on Pal Talk to the virus room, see if I could do it.
You, Thomas, what does that do for torrents? Tell me. I mean, seriously.
The Lazy Town song? I think I forgot it. Come on down, down to Lazy Town. There's a different one?
No, it's got nothing to do with my torrents. My wireless router died today, and I got a new one. And it's actually much faster. That's twice as fast as I was running before on the same connection, just a different router.
Maybe you should, check your browser. You know what I mean? When your router doesn't want to run so fast, you know? It's probably your browser.
Like I just said, I just got a new router, which number the speeds I'm getting, which is twice as fast as I had before.
Yeah, you should probably get a new browser. I would try Google Chrome. You know what I mean?
Alex, I had a friend that I grew up with that asked me who the fuck you were for friend requesting him. So, if you'd like to explain yourself.
Yo, what's good, Lax? I added your friend because in his interest, he said that he's into Russian techno and hotties. You know that's what I'm all about. And, I also saw him in his profile picture. He was using a computer, and I could tell that he had the wrong browser. And he didn't even have any virus. You know what I mean? He's gonna get a Trojan. So I wanted to help him. But, okay, I'm gonna go download a new browser. So, like, I'm gonna go. You guys should do the same. You know what I mean? But, that's not cool. They banned me. I knew they should have got a new browser. Well, I guess that concludes the chill spot for hotties. Remember, if anything goes wrong, you should probably try a new browser. You know what I mean? But,
anonymous internet, I'm DJ New Style. Nice to meet you, bitches.
Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Hopefully you're listening via the correct browser. You don't want to get Trojans or anything that will destroy your internet experience. Be sure to go to the DJ New Style Show website, which is djnewstyleshow.com. Download everything we've ever done. Subscribe to everything we offer to you. Why? Because it's... You know, honestly, it's a worthless endeavor, and we would appreciate it. Why? Because it's actually amazing, and I'm a liar! Eat my fucking balls. Another thing you should do, by the way, while you're looking for things to do, that is, you should go to ICU2.com. Frank, are you aware of ICU2?
It's the latest technology out there.
You know it is. When it comes to internet communication, they won the 2009 People's Choice Award. The people have spoken, Frank, and especially when it came to internet communication, they had one answer, and that was ICU2. Let's fucking get down to brass tacks here. There are a lot of solutions out there for video conferencing. ICU2 has been around before all of them. That's right. Just download ICU2, ICU2.com, install it. It's free to try, Frank. Can you believe it?
It's the best thing out there. It's easy to learn, too.
It is. For example, I was face-to-face with a shirtless man from Belgium who looked like Frank and spoke no English. I think he was actually in Frank's office. Frank, do you do a Belgian accent?
I do not.
Mm. You do on ICU2, so go to ICU2.com. Download it, and maybe you'll see Frank's alter ego trying to get boys to masturbate for him. That's ICU2.com, the 2009 People's Choice Award winner for internet communication. We have a caller here on the line, Frank, joining us on the DJ New Style Show. Who is calling? I actually don't know. Who's calling?
This is a man with an envelope.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
This is him.
Wow. I'm honestly unnerved right now, Ed.
Are you a little nervous?
Maybe
we should put this up a little bit.
No, what I want to talk about, Ed, you have your results, and they're in an envelope.
Yeah, you don't know the hell that I had to go through to get this.
Now,
they want you to do it over the phone. I said, no, I need the results. I need them by Tuesday, and I need them, I don't want to know over the phone. And I went through a fucking whole song and a dance for them to fucking overnight these things to me, but I finally have the envelope.
Wow.
He has the envelope, Frank.
This is the envelope. You realize what's going on? This is the envelope to the much-awaited test that we've been waiting months upon months for, that he procrastinated and refused to get. And we finally have it. He's got it in his hand right now.
Now, level with us. Did you peek? Did you peek?
No, I'm sorry. No, I did not. I took it out of the FedEx envelope because the fucking FedEx envelope was huge. I couldn't fit it in my briefcase.
Okay.
But it was just a white envelope inside a FedEx envelope.
So, I'm verifying. I don't know the result. Frank?
I have no idea, but...
And Ed, and I'm just putting this out there. I don't know it. Frank doesn't know it. Ed, you promise you don't know these results.
I do not. Ed, that's honor, even though I wasn't a scout.
Yeah, yeah. But I bet you probably own a costume while you whore around.
I think we should recap this a little bit.
Ed has purchased an at-home HIV type 1 test.
Right.
From Walgreens.
He's in a high-risk group.
He went into a place that sells Fruity Pebbles, cotton balls, and AIDS tests on the same shelf and came away without cereal or fucking beauty products. And what he's chosen to do is to take the results of this test and hide them from himself, exposing them to the world and him on this show. Ed is a whore master. Ed has done it all.
Ed has... And Ed, I hope you don't mind me saying this, but you have had multiple partners. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, even at the same time.
Oh, I wasn't even going to bring that up. Ed McGrath has had a menage a twat. Okay, he's had a
menage
a
twat. A menage a what?
Menage a twats.
You are a failure.
What?
You
That's when you had two women at one time.
You are a fucking failure at life.
Didn't you have a menage a twat?
No, I never had a menage a twat.
I thought you had two girls at one time.
Frank, you are a menage a twat.
All right, so anyway, he's had group sex. He's had sex in different countries with prostitution. He's had sex with whores from Mexico, from fucking who knows where.
No, that is not true. I only got a hand job. That's not
okay.
Sex.
But isn't it true that you squirt your load all over the fucking stool?
Oh, it went all over the place. Pants. Yeah. You know, the stool, yeah.
All right, so Ed, are you going to, you're on the cam here, are you going to reveal this on the cam, or is this something, I mean, how are we going to?
I am on cam, I will open the envelope on cam.
Are you going to show us?
I'm a little apprehensive to this.
Already we're doing it?
I want to get something out of this myself. So can I just ask you a simple yes or no question, you not expounding?
Yes.
Okay, Frank, I seem to remember, I believe it was 3 weeks ago on the show, you had a visitor by the name of Dan and Cal. Mm. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't listening live since I was on a plane myself. Just yes or no, did you request, demand, a man that was staying at your house and was going to spend time with you alone, did you request his pubic area groomed in a certain style? Yes or no?
I requested before he came here that he...
That's not yes or no.
Yes,
did you?
Yes, I did.
Now, Ed, isn't this something that you typically do with some of your purchased dates?
You don't
request that they be in a certain shape before they arrive? Because it seems like something you would do with someone you intend on having sex with. Not a male friend, Frank.
No, I let him, but I don't know. I kind of thought, you know, when I heard that, I thought it was a little, odd to request that kind of thing to someone that was staying at your house that was another man, but,
Eddie, what is going through your emotions? I mean, you've got to be a little nervous. Obviously, you seem like you're a little nervous, very talkative.
It's difficult to look at. I'm looking at your cam right now. It's difficult. I can't even keep eye contact with a monitor.
I'm looking at your cam and already difficult. I see a little Kaposi sarcoma. And lesions.
You know what I did when I got this? When I got this, I seriously...
When you got what? Did you peek? You peek, you son of a bitch. Oh, you mean the results?
What?
I thought...
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I'm
jumping
the
gun.
Envelope and stuck it in my suitcase because I knew I wouldn't open my suitcase until I got here. so I wasn't tempted to look. So I put it in my suitcase and brought my suitcase out to the car.
Okay.
So
do you have butterflies in your stomach, Ed?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
Ed, do you realize that this could be it? This could be the last.
Here's the deal. No,
I will never even be in your company again. Are you aware of that?
Oh, I know that. I know that full well.
Now, Frank, you would. Would you allow him to take the envelope to your house and open it at your kitchen table?
No, no fucking way. No, Ed, this is maybe the last time that you're at any social gathering. This may be the last time of anything.
Oh, he'll be there. You won't.
Oh, I will not be. Yeah. I will not. I will never.
Neither will I.
I will not acknowledge you.
No offense,
I will not
Eddie.
Acknowledge you ever again. I cannot call you my friend. And this could be it.
Wait a minute! You can't call him your friend. You can't fucking. You can't get a disease from a spoken relationship.
He will be my friend, but we will never. I will never be with you in any type of social gathering again. If I see you at a social gathering, I will run in the opposite direction.
Like Ed is gonna just be there to pierce people with needles. Like, seriously.
Yeah, okay? He's gonna bleed all over the place.
And he's gonna be spitting and jizzing constantly.
When we went to the Brooklyn Diner about a year ago, you actually spit a little bit on my fucking burger, but the burger was so fucking good I ate it anyway.
Yeah,
this could be my fucking doom too.
This is your result too, Frank. You realize that, right?
Yeah, it is.
You sat in his car. You've been to his apartment. You've even eaten his saliva. This is your result too in that envelope.
Oh shit.
You realize that, right?
I'm not worried about it. I'm okay with it.
Sure,
I'm
you okay are. With it. Tell yourself that, Frank.
I'm okay with it.
We're not going to reveal it right now, Ed.
Excuse me?
Oh.
Let Frank stew a little bit. Let Frank stew. Frank, now, do you think that he's got it, or do you think that he doesn't?
I think we're going to take bets on it. I will be highly disappointed if he does not have it. I'm going to admit that.
Angry Missy is giving him a new name, possibly trumping Ed the Whore Master McGrath with AIDS McGrath with a Z to make it leet. I like that. I do.
So we're going to sit on this for a while, Kenny?
Do you think we should? I mean, this is huge. And honestly, I can't look at the fucking guy. No offense, Ed. I see just despair in your face. As you're thumbing this envelope, you're twirling it. You're holding.
Yeah, I'm a little.
Don't hold that up to the light. I see you. I see you.
I could tell you're nervous. You have a nervous laughter toward you. You're a little nervous. I could tell.
You think?
This is his whole life.
This could be it. All those times of shooting your load in these places that you don't know where they came from. All these times of fucking a rubber vagina and crying to yourself in the mirror.
Like it's the rubber sex aid that gave him AIDS.
Yes, yeah, I'm going to blame it on the rubber vagina.
No, but what I'm saying is now, if you find out you do have the HIV, you're going to do nothing but fuck that rubber vagina and cry in the fucking mirror
guarantee,
as those tears just stream down your fucking face.
I guarantee you I get PMs from him saying, take the show down, and he just keeps business as usual. He just keeps calling up people from whatever source he uses and making dates. I guarantee you he's going to be the AIDS angel of death. Just spreading it across whatever fucking area he happens to live in.
Oh,
man. So, Ed, you have those results right in your hand right now.
I do.
And you've been very good about not peeking. And where did you keep
them? Yeah, I...
You kept them in your briefcase?
I stuck it in my suitcase.
Do you have your suitcase there right now?
Yes, I do.
Can you show me your suitcase on your cam, please?
Yeah, hold on 1 second.
Okay. Ed's grabbing his suitcase. This is the very same suitcase he used to keep the results protected.
Now, this is the AIDS
now,
suitcase.
Now, Ed, I want you to open the suitcase. I want you to open the suitcase.
Okay.
Please.
Open the suitcase?
Open the suitcase.
Oh, God.
Watch this lady parts fall out on the floor. Toes and fucking shins. Notice he's putting the back of the suitcase to the cam so we don't see what's in it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. I have it the right way.
Okay, yeah. Open it up, and I want you
it's
to
like
do something
for a fucking steamer trunk, for Christ's sake.
No. Joe versus...
Yeah, it's big.
Joe versus the AIDS Kano. Frank, you have no fucking capacity for joy. Okay, Ed?
Okay.
Do you have the envelope in your hand?
I did.
I want you to show me the envelope. No, leave the suitcase open, please. I want you to put the envelope into the suitcase. Put the envelope in the suitcase. Shut the suitcase. Zip it up. Put it in the hallway and scream bomb.
Okay. Yeah, let me frown on that.
We're gonna keep it locked up there because I know you can't hold out, Ed. I know you can't. Do you really think we're gonna just give this away with fucking 50 minutes to go? Look at this. I see people throwing hands in despair. People really want to know. And you know what? It's really fucked up, you people that really want to find this out. Because I know you're half hoping that he's positive. I know you motherfuckers are like, dude, if he got AIDS, what? What would it be? It would be horrible for this fucking guy. It would be terrible. Jeff questions half hoping. He is completely hoping. For whatever reason. He just got done saying he doesn't do shock radio on the What Show, but here he is hoping that a fucking friend of his shows up as having AIDS. Ed?
Sheepy. God, that's uncalled for, Sheepy.
Frank, when do you think we should expose this? And remember, keep in mind, it is your result as well.
No, it's not. This is Ed's result. I have no fear whatsoever.
I mean,
whatsoever.
You two did share several romantic dates at the Brooklyn Diner. Did you not spend all night with Ed until sunup, where you finished your romantic getaway at a diner, sharing a meal in a booth for two? You fucking had a meal in a booth for two.
No.
Should we just get it over with, Frank? Or maybe we should take some calls. I kind of want to hear what people think. Give your verdict. Do you think Ed has AIDS? The number to call is 316-768-4472. Obviously, he doesn't have AIDS. This was an HIV test. Well, I mean, then again, we don't know how far along it's progressed, Frank.
That's true.
And you've been in his car. And the air has been on, so you know it's been circulated into your fucking respiratory system. You've already eaten the saliva. That's 316-768-4472. Just give a quick call. Ed, are you feeling apprehensive a little bit? How do you feel? Honestly, right now, do you feel you have it, or do you feel that you're in the clear?
No, I do feel as though I'm in the clear. I don't know if that's just positive thinking. I don't do the real risky behavior with everyone. I kind of do that with the ones that I know pretty well.
But Ed, when you
ones you know pretty well, what the fuck does that
Ed,
mean?
Ed, when you do the risky behavior, you don't use protection and you do it with fucking multiple people. Joining on the show here, 316-768-4472. What is your verdict for our buddy Ed the Whoremaster or AIDS McGrath?
I haven't been this sure that something is going to suck for somebody since I heard Mike Myers was going to star in a biopic about the movie 54.
Jesus Christ. So you are, this is Jeff from The What Show. By the way, every Friday night, Ed, are you upset that I'm doing plugs as your fucking future just hangs dwindling? No. 9:30 to 12:30. Check it out.
Also died of AIDS.
Be sure to check out all the Heroes Talk shows if you're not going to die. Right, Ed?
Exactly. How about that awful hour?
Let's hope you don't get a lesion on your eye so you can still watch our cams. So, Jeff, you're positive.
You know what's going to be an awful hour for you, Ed? 10-11 to 11-11.
The last one. The last one's going to be pretty bad. Oh my God! Jeff, you think he's got it? You literally think he's got it?
I've seen some of the photos of Ed McGrath's whores, and yeah, one of them has to have it.
You're treating this like when you see a buffet and you know what your shit would look like. It's a little bit different. I mean, yeah, they all look skanky. They're whores, and they're not fucking gubernatorial whores. They're just, you know, run-of-the-mill broads to for Ed to plunge and leave things in. So, I mean, you know...
Have you ever used a coupon to get one of these girls?
No.
Is there a gift card system? Can you give one as a gift?
No, but a lot of times they do have early afternoon specials.
Did anyone got a loyalty card for frequent uses?
Ed, listen, Ed.
Actually, I swear to God, one place did do this.
Holy shit. And they used like a Carvel card just to kind of keep it fucking
Ed, let me
secret.
Ask you a question, Ed. If you are positive, does that, I mean, was it worth it? Were you barebacking a whore's asshole worth it?
No, Frank, no.
Oh,
but if you're not,
I just want to confirm. Ed has not seen the results, correct?
He has not seen the results.
No, he has had them locked up, and he's when before we told him to put it back in the suitcase, he was holding them and rubbing the envelope with his fingertips and twirling it like a ponytail. He was very nervous. You could tell. And occasionally, I'd catch him
because I'm wondering, like, if it does end up being positive, could Ed turn a whiter shade of white than he is right now?
Ed would actually appear like a fucking translucent. Spectre.
He's gonna go transparent so you can see the AIDS running through his body.
Jesus. It's not fucking Hollow Man. Anyway, Jeff, I appreciate it. Thank you for calling.
Watch my cam if the answer's positive. Thank you.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, you're gonna think that that he hit the lottery for some reason. I don't know why he's so sure about his own future. Frank, are you still there?
I'm here.
You are there. Okay. Okay. I see. I got your message loud and clear, Frank. I think that I may have hung up with our buddy, Ed. He's back on, though. He is back on. So, Ed, are you there?
Thank you, AT&T. Yes.
Yeah. No, it was my fault. It was my fault. Either that or the Skype connection had an envelope of its own. And it had the results that Jeff wants for you.
I hope I fare better.
Well, you know what, Ed? We're going to hold you off a little bit. Don't you dare go into that suitcase.
Okay.
We will call you back. I'm going to keep you on cam so that you don't fucking cheat. Hey, Ed. Frank, you want to give your line out again?
Think positive.
There you go. That's the big kicker right there.
Frank, I don't know why, but ever since I talked to you this afternoon, I've been thinking about chocolate cream pie all day long, and I don't know why.
Why were you? Is this an inside joke?
One of those things.
Oh shit! Frank, is there something that you want to explain to us?
Not at all. Not at all.
Oh! I'm privy to this. I'm privy to this as well. Ed, thank you for bringing that up.
Okay.
All right. Well, you got it, Frank. You know, it's a private matter, but Ed can take all the jabs he wants to right now. We hung up on you, Ed, and you can put your phone down, please. Jesus. This fucking guy wants to just never hang up the phone. Don't leave me alone with the envelope. Please!
Oh, wonderful rendition of Ed with his results. Tear in his eye. Anyway.
Yeah. Frank, you've been off your game. For a little bit, by the way.
I've had a probably one of the most stressful weeks I've had in the last 20 years.
Yeah, let's talk about your stress as a man's fucking immune system hangs in the balance. Let's talk about the stresses of your life. Frank, you had a little bit of a panic attack?
Yes, I had a nervous breakdown.
A nervous breakdown?
Yes,
on Do you
Wednesday.
Know how fucking serious that sounds?
I think I had it.
You think you had it? I think you would know. Did you have a nervous breakdown?
I had a huge panic attack to the point where I was having trouble breathing, and my heart was racing out of my chest.
Now, normally, you have a nervous breakdown. Something traumatic has happened, something incredibly bad. You are in an accident. Someone that you love has been injured. There's something terrible that can never be fixed. You're in just a fucking world of hurt. Your mind is all messed up. Frank, what threw you into a nervous breakdown?
I lost my bookmarks.
You lost your fucking bookmarks. Now, why did you lose your bookmarks, Frank? How did it happen?
I got up Saturday morning. I got Wednesday morning. Came down to my office. Tried to put my computer on. And the screen would not go on. Figured I will just restart my computer and everything will go back to the way it was, which is
bullshit,
fine.
First of all. You called me immediately. Not, you know, I got a problem, dude. I got a big problem. Here I am thinking the mob is after you. I'm sorry, Jimmy. I'm sorry. It's in my mother's name, Jimmy. I'm thinking the mob is after you, that you've just run home from some fucking job gone bad. And you say, my computer won't turn on. My computer won't turn on. So I said, okay, restart it. And then you got a blue screen. And I said, listen, I don't know. I can't help you. You're going to have to get somebody to do it. I mean, if you restart it and it doesn't work, you're going to have to get somebody. Because I'm busy today. I can't help you. So what happens? You're in a froth. I said, okay, I'll check in on you later. But I'm busy right now. What did you do, Frank?
I called my friend in California.
Mm-hmm. When? Oh, are you sure you called him right away? You sure about that, Frank? You sure about that?
Let me think.
Let me tell you what happened. I'm in a face-to-face meeting with my boss. Just me and him and my cell phone on the desk. And I hear vibrating. I look at it. It's a fucking picture of a computer monitor with a blue screen. Because that's just so clear, and I can read all the important text on that screen. So, I ignore it. Then what happens? A phone call. Mute it. Another phone call. Mute it. Another text. Read it. Help! Close it. Put the phone in my pocket. Keeps ringing. Keeps buzzing. Frank, you put my fucking battery dead. You killed my battery by calling constantly.
You should have answered the first time, then.
Yeah, I did answer. Right at one point, and then I turned the phone off because it was beeping that my fucking battery was about to go off.
I was in a tizzy. I was panicking. I was scared. My computer was not working.
Yeah, your computer wasn't working. How many?
It was not working.
How many computers do you have?
I have two.
Oh, okay. So were you really in such a bind?
Yeah, I was, because the other computer it does not have all the information. I have 10 years. Of research on this on that computer,
yeah.
10 years of bookmarks, 10 years of locations.
Enough with the fucking bookmarks.
No, I had 10 years of favorites.
Frank, we took care of this problem already. I put external hard drives on your computer. Okay, you backed up all your data. You have your fucking data. And here's the deal. Frank is the worst person to deal with when it comes to technology and help for the following reasons, and I've compiled a list. Frank. One, Frank only gives a shit about his problems. Doesn't care when anybody else has issues, similar issues, or complaints. But we're all supposed to gather around and give a fuck because little Frankie's been inconvenienced.
And you had something you brought up. You mentioned to me that a couple months ago or whatever, I didn't give a shit when you had problems with your computer.
Yeah, I told you.
The reason I don't give a shit because I know you'd be able to handle it because you're an expert at computers. I'm not.
You didn't even acknowledge it. And keep in mind, I don't give a fuck if you acknowledge it. But the kicker, Frank, and the reason I brought it up is because I gave you a call to see how you were doing. You were obviously just, you know, the world is terrible. So I decided to use some logic with you. And this is number two. Frank refuses to heed logical thought, choosing instead to point out how insurmountable his trivial issues are to him. For example, you don't understand. You don't get it. This is a business. I'll have to start all over. I'm ruined. And then when he says these things, I say, well, Frank, you know, you're ahead of the game. You have your backup on your external hard drives.
It's
you know,
not set up.
Listen to me. I'm telling you what I said. Your shit is all fixed now. You don't have to argue with me. I said, you have your data, you're ahead of the game, and you go, and it's exactly what you said. It's not set up! I don't have my bookmarks! I gotta install my applications! Okay! Can you work? Yeah, I can work, but everything is a big fucking problem to you.
Let me
everything.
Tell you something. Okay.
And you don't give a shit about logic. You don't give a shit about people trying to help you.
You work for somebody.
I fucking put a system in there to back your fucking data up, Your previous system was having another computer next
to
it. You
work for somebody, isn't that correct?
Yes, I do.
Something goes wrong with your computer at work.
Yeah.
It's your boss's problem.
No, it's not. It's my problem.
It's your fucking boss's problem.
It's my problem.
Okay. Something goes wrong with my computer, I'm fucked. Because I'm the head cheese over here, my friend.
You're also the ass cheese. But the thing is, Frank, you have your data. You have another computer. Your email is still up. You have the program to do your work. There's no reason to be fucking down. There's
the program was not as updated as the other computer. There would have been a lot of updates. It wasn't set up the same way. It wasn't
okay,
updated.
Now,
I lost all my files, you fuck.
Okay. By the way, the files he lost, he's referring to, settings. Keep in mind.
No, files.
You didn't. You had them, Frank. You fucking had them. Shut up. Number three, Frank never appreciates anything that's done for him. For example, I installed the system of external hard drives, instructed him how to back his stuff up. He's been doing it. He had his data. I explained to him, hey, Frank, you have your data. It's not that big a deal. You'll be up and running in no time. You don't understand. You never ran a business.
Right.
Okay, fine. Fucking do it yourself.
You've always been an employee.
Do it your fucking self is my next answer to you, Frank. Because the next thing you did when I explained this to you, you go, you don't know. You don't have a business. I'm ruined. You know what? You're not a friend.
That's right.
You screamed at me and said, you're not a friend, and you hung up the phone. You little fucking girl. You're a fucking child.
Whatever.
You're not a friend. I give a shit if I'm your friend. Look what I get for being your friend. I get fucking constant headaches and a refusal to learn.
You have a horrible bedside manner. You're a cold fucking fish.
You're not a friend! Click!
You
are fucking...
You know what I did, you fuck? I called somebody in California. His name is Dan and Cal.
Yeah, that's fine. And you know what? I'm glad he helped you out,
Frank. He set me up.
Good. And you know what? You know why the reason he helped you out is? Because you don't have the balls to give him shit. That's why.
I'll give him shit any day of the week.
No. He was your only hope at that point.
No.
And you don't want to push the fucking envelope. You yell at me because you think I'm going to jump and fucking fix all your fucking worries and problems.
Well, listen, he can't jump because he's 3,000 miles away.
Yeah, exactly. Okay? So you can't yell at him and treat him like a fucking asshole.
He called up from his location 3,000 miles away. He called up the Best Buy store, told him my problem, set me up, got me a computer, told me what computer to get. Told the people the problems I was having, and he said, so all I had to do was go there, tell them my name, and they knew what to do. Okay, yes. That's what he did for me.
So he spoke to people on your behalf, much like a teenager would do when he wants to not go to work. He has his parents call in sick for him. And he bought computers for you, and he basically had them back the stuff up for you. Great. It's good that he did that. It's pathetic that you couldn't do that for yourself. Pathetic, because it's only going to happen again. These aren't permanent fucking installations in your office. They're going to get outdated, they're going to break, and then what happened? My bookmarks! You don't understand!
You're not a friend!
You
have terrible bedside manner.
Yes, I have an
intolerance.
You're
just fucking cold, man.
I have an intolerance for your fucking just shitty behavior. Shitty behavior. Woe is me. Frank, truth be told, all the components for you to be working were present in your fucking...
No, they weren't. That other computer is very slow, and it didn't have everything set up the way I have it in this computer.
Frank,
number two, you've always been an employee. Whether it was at Frank's Nursery and Crafts or at McDonald's or where you're at now, you're an employee.
Okay, then let me go through the thing. You have a piece of software you use for your job, correct?
Yes.
You have an email address, correct?
Yes.
You have a printer, correct?
Yes.
Okay. You have files, correct?
Yes.
You have a browser, correct?
Yes.
Okay. You had all of that on that other computer. And I understand it's not as updated. I understand that, Frank. But the fact is, you had everything and you chose to do nothing that entire day.
And I couldn't print because it was set up.
Fuck you, shut up. You chose to do nothing. You sat there and cried.
I was paralyzed!
You did woe is me and fucking weeped and fucking moaned and pissed and goddamn yelled.
I had a breakdown.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this?
It's Sheepy.
Sheepy, what's up, buddy?
Maybe Frank Computer wouldn't be retarded if he doesn't spend all day looking at porn instead of work.
I looked at nothing.
Frank.
You look at porn all day, and then you say, I'm so busy, I got so much work. Mm-hmm. You stay up all night to do your work.
I don't have any pornography on here.
So you look at
let me tell you something.
Website.
No obvious porn. That's all I'll say.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're not a friend.
The new official sign-off on the DJ New Style Show. You're not a friend. Thank you, Sheepy. I really appreciate that. Frank, what I'm telling you is you sat there and you wanted people to feel sorry for you and do everything for you rather than pick yourself up and use the shit that you had to get any of the work done. All you did was sit there, oh, I get so much work. I'm never going to get to work. Rather than saying, okay, I don't have my settings. Let me try and rebuild the settings. I don't have my bookmarks. Let me try and remember them. Oh, I have them on my iPhone. Let me manually enter them. Let me do something so I can get some work done rather than just waiting for everything to happen for me. That's why I get fucking pissed, and that's why I fucking yell at you, and that's why you think I have poor bedside manner. The fact is, anybody who doesn't do this and isn't as patient as Dan, and his patience, believe me, comes from distance. When he was there, did he work on any of your computers?
I had no problems with the computers at the time.
Let me ask you something.
If I did, he would have been there holding my hand.
Let me ask you something. Did he work on any of your technology when he was there?
There was no need for it to. There was no problems.
Donna asked him to work on the laptop. Did he do it? I don't think so. You know why, Frank? Because you're difficult.
No, because we didn't have time. I said, don't worry about it. He says, are you sure? I says, yes.
You're difficult.
You're difficult.
And here's the deal.
You're not a friend.
People like you get raped by people who have no patience for people like you. Get raped. Oh, okay, yeah, that'll be $700 to install programs, and then everything works, and then it's all good. And I paid $700 for this, and it works. You know what? You don't fucking get it. And here's the worst. Number four, while you're the worst type of person to deal with, after it's all settled, after you help him, you give him new knowledge. You install new programs, new systems to keep himself up to date, backed up, everything in line. External hard drives, Dropbox, Windows 7 backup, all this stuff. After you help him, after
I have Windows 7,
after,
you don't.
Shut up. After you help him, he takes credit for everything and acts as though it's his idea. Just like the new ad campaign for Microsoft. You're that pompous fuck in front of a piano saying, I came up with Windows 7. Meanwhile, you're just a fucking douche in an office. That's what you are. And even though, you know what, and I know it's partially a joke at first, I did the Dropbox, I came up with that, yeah, I did that for myself. It's initially a joke, I understand that. But eventually you start believing your joke. You thought that you bought yourself the external hard drives and installed them and taught yourself how to do backup. And I reminded you, Frank, I helped you with that. No, you didn't! Oh, okay. I appreciate it, Frank. I appreciate it. I especially appreciate being there until like 1:30 a.m. Coming straight home from work. Did I accept any money?
I offered to pay you.
Did I accept any money? Did I come right from work?
Whether you did or not is irrelevant. I offered to pay you.
What I'm asking you is, Frank, did I come there immediately after work?
After you stopped at Dunkin' Donuts, yes.
Yeah, I bought coffee for you. I bought coffee for you. Came over there.
And then you said you were going to buy me donuts, and you didn't bring the fucking donuts.
I buy you coffee. I leave immediately after work. I stay there till 1:30 until you're at a level where you can fucking operate your business. And then what? I'm not a friend! You're a piece of shit. And Donna, you know what? Her chicken soup? Really good, I got to say.
Oh, yeah!
Really good chicken soup. Frank, you don't deserve anything that you get. I'm telling you right now, everything that you stumble upon
when
is
she
undeserved.
That homemade chicken soup, you said you don't deserve her.
Yeah, yeah. I said you don't. I actually said you don't deserve this.
Oh.
You don't deserve this. Meaning the experience of having someone bring soup to people that are helping you. She didn't just feed you soup. She brought me soup. This is a saint you're dealing with. And it's not just like she opened a can and warmed it up.
Oh, this was the real stuff. This is the real deal.
You know what? It was almost as good as Panera's chicken noodle soup, I gotta say. It was like third best that I've ever had.
What's the first best?
My grandmother's. My grandmother's chicken noodle soup was the best. That soup was good. Soup was good. And now you think you're tech savvy because you have Windows 7.
I have... What operating system you have at home there, Kenny?
I have Mac OS.
That's what I thought. I have Windows 7. Mm. I have the most advanced Windows out there, Windows 7. You're still working on 3.1, for God's sakes.
No, I'm not.
Okay? You're still working on Windows ME, okay?
Frank, you're the one who said, now I'm going to have to buy a Windows 7 for Dummies book.
Right. I have to go to Barnes & Nobles now and buy a Windows...
Stop acting like you're fucking tech savvy. When you feel like the ultimate knowledge is achieved through reading a For Dummies book.
It's like a 3-inch thick book for dummies on learning Windows 7, which is something I have to study now and learn.
Yeah, it should just be 300 pages of fuck you, Baldy, written on each page. Books for dummies. Turn it on. Click start. Oh, it looks like the last thing you had, right? Yes. End of book. Click start. Go to programs. Oh, there's my programs. Click the program you want. Doesn't this seem familiar? Yes. Done. Fucking douche. Man, I bet you Ed's really stewing right now. I notice his cam is gone. Oh, wait, no, he has it back. He has it back. He has it back. So, your breakdown, Frank. Are you back yet? Are you normal? Is everything up and running?
So far so good.
You're an ingrate. You're an ingrateful. Ungrateful?
Oh, I disagree with that.
You have no greats. you don't appreciate anything, Frank. You do realize that, right? And a sign of appreciating something is at least giving a shit what's going on. As I'm doing all of these things, I'm installing programs. I'm installing virus software, Skype, just easy things. You go to the website, click download, click install. Easy. Where is he? Chewing on chips by the fucking hand over fist into his fucking mouth. I was so disgusted that I pretended to leave and said, I gotta go to the bathroom. I had brought my cam over, my video camera, because we were going to do maybe some promos for the show. You can check them out on youtube.com/HeroesTalk. It's the Heroes Talk channel. Subscribe to it, please. Do something. Watch them. And I decided to grab the camera while pretending to go to the bathroom. And I snuck back down. You could hear the crunching a mile away. And I held the camera to the crack of the door, and you see him just gazing at Windows 7, trying to make sense of it. It looked like, honestly, if you put an animal in front of a computer, the same level of understanding was being achieved by this bald dope. And just chewing on ruffled chips that didn't appear to have a brand, holding a white, no-frills bag full of ruffled chips, and just chewing them and letting the crumblings fall back into the bag, just fucking left and right and left and right, until I said, hey, what are you doing? And you felt embarrassed and stopped. Isn't this right, Frank?
Partially.
What's partially wrong about it? What's wrong about it? How could you weren't even listening, were you? You were typing.
Yeah,
no, you were typing. I heard fucking keystrokes. I heard your, oh my God, I have to talk now. Little fucking shudder
no,
that
no,
you do.
No, you're talking about the time that I was eating potato chips.
Yeah.
All right, I was hungry. I worked up an appetite, and I'm sorry.
What? You didn't work up an appetite. You sat there with your head in your hands.
It was an emotional day.
Okay. So we had, we had some soup. We shot a couple videos. The Ape Face Magoo, I guess.
I'm Ape Face Magoo.
That's your new character.
I don't know if you call it a character, but it's something.
I mean, I think it is. It's not your natural voice, right?
Okay. Well, we call it a character then.
What is Ape Face Magoo?
Ape Face Magoo is an ape faced gentleman who is a little agitated, much like myself.
Agitated about what exactly?
He wants things to go his way. That's why he wants you to listen to the DJ New Style program.
I mean, he's an internet radio pitch man. I believe the
That's what the sign says.
Yeah, that's what the sign says. That's your. That's his job title. I almost said yours, as if it wasn't your character. All right. You know what, Frank? I can't. I feel sorry for Ed. I do. Letting him stew like this. Ed, are you there, buddy?
I am.
I see your cam. You didn't peek. Very good.
Nope.
Do you have the suitcase?
Yes.
Where is the Where is the suitcase?
It's on the bed.
Okay, put it in the hallway.
I'm not putting it in the hallway.
Oh, all right. Go get the suitcase.
Hold on.
Go get it. Let me just take a look at that. Frank, do you have anything you want to say?
Think positive. I will be highly disappointed.
You'll be disappointed.
If he is.
Okay.
Ed, do you have the results in your hands?
Hold on 1 second.
I want to take this to the chat rooms.
Okay, now I have it.
I want the chat rooms, positive or negative. Type what you think. Send it in. RF Tangible says positive. Steve the LARPer goes with negative.
Good man.
Pristine Sneakers, a.k.a. Mike from Queens, negative. Kev Whiplash says he did the test wrong. Our buddy Walter Subcheck says negative. Barb says integer. I don't really think she missed that choice. Frank Skin Tags, the only person with a DJ New Style Show reference username. Negative. DH is going with false positive. Oh, I hope it's a false positive. Frank, how fucking great would it be if it's positive and he retests and then it's positive again, then he retests and it's negative? Wouldn't that be ideal, Frank?
It would be perfect.
Because then he wouldn't actually have it, but he would have the stress, which is, I guess, what we're hoping for, right? All right, here we go. Frank, do you think we should do this now? Or, I mean...
Sure, what the hell?
Come on, guys.
Ed, what's wrong?
We need to get this out.
When did you receive the envelope?
I got it before I left for Philadelphia today from FedEx about 2:30-ish.
Wow, and it's 10:39 right now. You've been holding on to that for a while.
Yep.
Okay. We're gonna do the results next week, episode 2.
I love you, asshole.
What? No, Ed, we're gonna have to take care of this. I mean, I do feel bad for you. You bought a home HIV test, and we're gonna have the results right now. Ed, do the honors. Open up the envelope.
Oh man!
Open up the envelope. Our buddy Ed the Whoremaster McGrath, opening his at home HIV test results, and is reading the results right now.
Okay. And the verdict is, Frank?
Yes.
Negative.
Ah, damn it to hell!
Frank, why did you decide to let out an scream of anguish?
Because this guy lives a lifestyle, a recluse Russian roulette lifestyle. Nobody more than him deserves to get AIDS, and he didn't get it.
Now, Ed, what I want to ask is your life of being a whore master behind you? Because, let me just, important advice coming up. This, for those who don't know, this is the song that Ed puts on when the Filipina hookers come over to his house and he bends them over his fucking couch that Frank sat on, and he jizzes
no,
where they poop.
I actually did have a Filipino.
Filipino? Really?
Filipino. Excuse me.
Wow.
That was one half of my menage a trois.
Ed, I gotta say, positive would have been a little bit more exciting. Just, you know, no offense to you. Positive would have been a little bit better for us.
This is type one, Ken. So So I will make this pledge to the DJ New Style Show. And this was brought up in the Heroes Talk Room. I forget who it was. But after work dies down for me in December, I will go get a full test for all the major.
You need ADs. You need like a dick scraping or something. Just let them.
Yeah, that could be a problem.
Just you. Do you think you have herpes?
No.
Do you have some kind of
burning while I'm peeing? Nothing. No. It's like Frank has.
Are you an HPV carrier?
I don't think so.
Well, there goes this bit, Frank. And listen. Don't know what you got till your friend doesn't have AIDS. We used our friend for a bit. His health was good.
You know, Ed, I'm very disappointed in you. I really am.
You're disappointed that he's healthy?
I'm disappointed in you. I really am.
Ed, the next test that you take, would you open it on a whore's back?
Yeah. Wild doggy style, yeah, sure.
Yeah, or whatever style.
Why are you disappointed, Frank?
Because how dare you live this lifestyle that you live and not get AIDS? Yeah. How dare you?
He's a lucky guy. I guess.
Frank, I think you guys, Frank, you might misinterpret me. I'm not doing all this stuff with everyone I come across. This has only been a handful.
I hope you...
But you're getting blown.
But you do come across all of them.
Well, fair point.
So now what Jeff wants to know is, do we still have to eat at your house?
Well, that's... you guys are invited.
Frank,
so.
Now that the results are in, would you eat a meal at his house?
I will eat a meal, but not if it's prepared by him. It would be have to be prepared by somebody else.
Please, I can't cook a Thanksgiving dinner if I tried.
But you're going to eat with his spoons and forks and knives and everything. Like you're so inconsistent.
No, I will not eat with his utensils either.
You're going to bring your own fucking utensils?
Right.
You're going to bring your own plate as well?
I don't know.
Yeah, you're going to use something of his, Frank. His chair, his table. Ed, do you ever feel like having a formal jack session and just sit at the dining room table and fucking blow a load on the centerpiece? I call that the prom night. Or at least Jack Francone does. Jesus Christ. So, you know what? Now that we know that you don't have type 1 HIV, let me be the first to say that. You know, deep down, Ed, it would have been exciting. Would have been exciting.
Oh, yeah. You just have me have a breakdown on your show. I'm sure that would have been very exciting because I would have broken down. It would have been would not have been pretty. Let's put it that way.
Is there any other way that you can come up with bad news for us? Is there any other bad news that you can not be aware of that you can reveal on our show?
Well, there are many other different STDs. So, like I said, when I have some time from work in December, I will. Go get the full workup, check for all of them, all they
well,
can
we,
check for. So
we can
that will be coming
news next
soon
time.
In the DJ New Style Show.
That's true. At least gonorrhea. Something, you know, just something. Ed, I appreciate it. I honestly feel a little insulted. You know, you couldn't put out a better showing. Like, inconclusive would have been better. just flat out negative.
You know what? I could not get what it is a circle on a card, and you're supposed to fill the circle with blood, and then the back part of it, the circle, is also supposed to be full. So I did fill the front with blood, and I couldn't get any more out, and it almost filled the back circle, but apparently they had enough to test it. So I was worried that they would say you didn't give enough blood.
So this test could be fraudulent.
No, they would tell you. They flat out tell you. That they will let you know if you didn't provide enough blood. So they just won't test it.
Now, Frank, knowing that he doesn't have type 1 HIV, would you drink a shot glass of Ed's blood?
Come on, don't be a dummy. Would you?
No, of course not. I wouldn't drink orange juice from his house. No offense, Ed, but, you know, you are into some fucked up shit.
You know, I have to take a second to applaud our friend Barb. For her artwork, please, if you haven't gazed upon that.
Oh, I didn't see this yet. Let me take a quick look. Okay. This is a drawing of you in your apartment with a huge smile, a nude whore, and you're holding a sheet of paper with a red line, which is a negative sign. And apparently, oh, the hooker's bent over. That's right. Okay. Now I see. Ed, thank you. I greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, maybe next time, you know, get into some bloodletting.
I have to agree with Dan and Cal. That picture right there that Barb made should definitely be the podcast show pick.
Should it completely give away the non-ending? If she could save that, and then I would put a question mark over it. But then there's a lot of things going on. I don't want to spoil this huge thing. Oh man. Oh, okay. You know, apparently it was the first pick, so we should definitely get it. I agree. That's I enjoy Barb's webcam art. She does capture the essence of people. Oh, apparently Jeff has joined in the game. Okay, I'm using it. Hold on. It's just a picture of Ed with angel wings and a halo. Oh my god, is that fucking funny? He just photoshopped angel wings and a fucking halo. Oh, Jeff, you are truly the king of wishful thinking. And I have screen capped it. And
you know, I gotta give props to Jeff. He made a wonderful move. We made a wonderful movie that he made.
Yeah.
And it could be, where could they see that movie of the Bald Burglar?
It's youtube.com/hearustalk. That's hear us talk. The thing you do with your ear. Okay.
It's a wonderful video. It's called The Bald Burglar.
Yeah.
I gotta give my hats off. I mean, of course I acted in it and I was superb. But you got to give your hats off to FM Jeff and the co-star. I forget her name.
Yeah, Frank, by the way, you looked in the camera. People are criticizing you for looking at the camera. I looked at the camera
because I want to make sure I was on cam.
Listen to me. Don't say that. Don't give it away because here's my interpretation of you looking in the camera. You sneak into this office and find this young woman. You do whatever you've done to her. And then, oh my God, you realize this whole thing has been caught on cam. That's it. That's the essence of your failed acting job. The Bald Burglar, hear us talk.
And then at the end, I told her to put her arm up to make it look very dramatic.
The fact is, you were smiling at the cam because you were satisfied with what you've done, and that smile slowly faded into a frown. You'll notice. Jeff did an amazing job with the editing.
He's fucking phenomenal. He did a wonderful thing, too, where he took another
Don't
one.
Don't spoil the ending!
No. This is me when I was a little intoxicated, and he did something with my mouth, and he took it apart, and it was really, really good.
Wait. He did something with your mouth?
Whoa.
While you were intoxicated?
We have that here. I'll play that.
A Malibu Bay Breeze can pack a punch.
How's it gonna?
He can pack a real punch! He can rack a real punch! Yeah!
Frank, how are you going to explain that?
Wow, you drunk, bald fuck.
Yeah. Hey, Frank, remember that day? Remember when we tried to do a show? That was awesome.
Yeah, and instead of working with what you had and going along with it, you shit on it the whole fucking time.
Yeah, you know
next
why?
Next time, you know what you do, fuckface? You work with it. You go with it. You make it work. However, whatever is bald is pitched to you.
Whatever
you
is bald?
You don't sit there and shit on it. You
whatever bald is pitched to me? I had some bald pitch to me, you motherfucker. You're the
Listen
one who just
me,
wanted to wing it. Just
Listen
wing
to me,
it.
You fucking stray-haired boy beard prick. You work
what?
With it next time.
Stray-haired boy bearded prick.
Yeah, get it right next time.
Okay.
You know what? Your
Frank,
beard
Frank,
is
Frank.
Even a boy beard. It's nothing but fucking stray hairs. You have stray hairs on your fucking chin.
Yeah.
That's what you have.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what? You have children that don't respect you. You have a wife that fucking is in a poor predicament of feeling bad for you. You don't have fucking hair. You have a fucking hairline that doesn't exist. You haven't had a hairline ever. I defy you to find a picture that isn't a toupee.
Have you ever seen me in 1985, my friend?
I've seen your toupee pictures, yes.
In 1985, I'm talking about.
Yeah, the one with the toupee. I understand. We've all seen it, Frank. You're fucking bald, you're hapless, and you can't handle your fucking alcohol.
You know what?
Read it back, read it back,
I've never thrown up from alcohol. I've never had a hangover because I can control my alcohol. I know how to deal with it.
Oh, that's good. Because when you were acting out, pretending to vomit by thrusting yourself against the wall in the middle of a game of Scramble, which you couldn't even fucking play, you were really good for us. Frank, everybody that says they like that show, they say they like it because it's a complete disaster.
That's what's good about it.
We were actually trying to talk. We were trying to think, and then every time... When you have apples, you make apple juice. No, when you have apples, you make apple teenies and other gay drinks. You fucking... Ed, are you still on here? You don't even have AIDS. Why are you on the show anymore?
I don't know. I'm just hanging around. I don't want to be rude. I'm the one that didn't call. I don't know how that works.
FM Jeff are going to go into your bedroom with a black light and sneak into it. Is that a problem?
No, Frank, there's cum there. What can I say? I jizz in my bedroom, God. Don't you? I mean, what is that? What is that point?
I bet you lighting up a black light in his room looks like a bone scan. Just fucking lit up, lit up spines and rib cages, just streaks everywhere. Ugh. God damn it. Jeff just said it looks like a paintball stadium. Anyway, you know, Ed, I appreciate it. I appreciate you trying to get infected for our show.
I want to give a shout thanks to Ed because he takes a lot of ribbing on this show. And he's
who, Ed the Whoremaster McGrath?
No, he's nothing but a good sport and a good friend, and I want to thank him for everything.
Hmm. You notice
thank you for your kind words, Frank.
No thanks for Dan and Cal. No thanks for me.
I wasn't finished.
Oh, okay.
I want to thank Dan and Cal very much. Let me tell you what Dan and Cal did. He shaved
off all his pubes?
No. But what Dan did was he has a good bedside manner. He's very soft spoken. But what he did was he says, "Do you want me to get somebody to help you? And guess what he does? He calls Barb up. He must have told Barb what happens. Now Barb knows I have no computer at this point in time. And you know what she says to me? "Hey, you want to go on Pal Talk?" I mean, she has no fucking computer, and she fucking asked me that. That's how you know she's got fucking ice water in her fucking veins.
Oh, it was great.
I want to give a public thank you to Ken. I truly mean this. This guy was here for about 6 hours, and I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart.
You did thank me. You did offer me payment. I refused it. And then you said... "But when I get my other computer, I need you to come back tomorrow. Could you please come back?" Because you have to have you have to have two computers set up simultaneously.
Oh, enough with the computer.
It's not good enough that I fucking set one up for you. I have to be there to fucking set up the next one.
Here I am thanking you, and you can't even take a fucking compliment, you prick.
You're so fucking just irritating. I will never help you again. You're not a friend. And that's directed to you. That's not an impersonation, Frank. You're not a friend. Ed, thank you. Ed, are you still even on? Why are you still on here, Ed?
Ed, you're negative.
Ed, you need to hang up using the new DJ New Style Show sign off. Which is, you're not a friend.
You're not a real friend.
No, not real. Well, he hung up anyway. But that hurts. That hurts. Anyway, Frank, I think we had a bit of a letdown of a show.
You know what that's called? It's called anticlimaticism.
No, it's not. I don't think there's anything that's called that since it doesn't exist. That word does not fucking exist. Frank, thank you again for ruining my week. Just to let you know. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Frank, you are not a friend. I want to say thank you to everybody who called in. FM Jeff, Sheepy, Ed McGrath, of course. And I want to thank everybody out there who's tuning in to the DJ New Style Show week in, week out, World Series or not. Thank you for downloading. Go to DJNewStyleShow.com. Download ICU2.com. ICU2.com. It's fantastic. The people have spoken. Frank, is there anything you want to say?
But this is us!
Yeah, no, shut up! You're talking to a fucking sign! No, you be quiet! I'm gonna kick all your friends' ass! Outside, outside, outside! Why, huh? I can pack a real punch! It's sticking, it's sticking! You're not a friend!
Bob, you were right. Ken, is there anything you'd like to say?
You're an asshole! Appreciate it, homeboy! It's a fucking snooze! Shit, I can't even get out of that damn window! Appreciate it, homeboy! And a pretty damn good living at that! Fuckface! Nah, I'm good. Thanks. You're not a friend. It doesn't matter.
Hasha, hasha, give it to me, baby, give it to me.
Go suck banana, fuck you.